This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven past the hour, Jennifer, I was just dealing with this mouse in the studio. I'm trying to use my left
hand.
Like an
actual mouse?
There's a mouse in there?
Yeah, there's actually a
couple.
You're just
kidding,
of them.
Right?
There's a couple of mice.
Are you being for real? Because I'm not coming to work.
Talking about computer mice.
Oh, computer.
Come on.
Oh,
come on. For
you get me all scared. You're in my studio today, so I want to make sure you're all set without rodent free.
in the studios of the CRN Digital Network in Los Angeles, the Doug Steffen part of the DJV experience coming to you. Jennifer's in her little corner of the world here on the other side of the hill. Well, actually, you're not on the other side of the hill. I always say that when I'm on the other side of the hill, but I'm on your side of the hill.
That's right. Yeah. Welcome to it.
Yes, thank you. And Victoria Keelan is in New York City, where it's going to be a beautiful day, lovely day the next couple of days.
So nice.
Oh, rain, yeah, it was beautiful there yesterday. Kara has a nice day in Washington, and hopefully all of you are not feeling like the folks in Puerto Rico. Although the skies are clear there, Puerto Rico is pretty much totally devastated. I've been heard on a radio station there, WAPA, for quite a long time. They're off the air. Most of the stations there are off. Most of the state, never mind stations. The businesses, buildings.
The whole island has no power.
Island, nothing, no power. The fact that the businesses, there's nothing that can operate, basically. And when you think about it, okay, let's put it into this perspective. I learned this well going to a small island in the Caribbean a number of years ago. Actually, this happened in Jamaica, too, a couple of years ago when I was there. The island, you think about power. And we think about, we assume, because we turn the lights on and the lights go on. We have electricity, comes down the street into our house, and we can do the washing and the drying and the cooking and whatever else you have to do. But it starts someplace, and how many of you actually think about where it starts? For most of us on the mainland, it's a huge power generation. In my case, if you go down into Manhattan Beach, go along the coastal route by the airport, and there's a big power generating facility right there. And there's always an oil tanker. Have you ever noticed this, Jennifer? There's always, when you take off from LAX, if you're taking off over the water, which is what you do most of the time, you look down as you're just heading out over the water, and there's always a ship anchored about a mile offshore. And that's because there's a line that goes from, there's an oil line, a pipeline that goes from the power plant out into the harbor, and the ships anchor there, and they hook themselves up to this big one-foot-wide pipe, in essence, and that's how they deliver the oil from their tanker into the containers that are next to where the power plant is. And you see this up and down the coast, more so on the west coast, I've noticed, than on the east coast, for whatever reason, I don't know. At any rate, the reason I'm telling you the story is because the power is generated there, goes up and down from there, but there are a lot of different generating places. In these islands, they have big diesel engines, the size of the engines that are in locomotives. And they normally have, in this island that I visited, I went into the power plant. And I said to the driver, can I go look and see how they're doing this? They had four big V12 diesel engines, about 1,700 horsepower each. And that's how they generate their power. And you could drive by it and hear the noise. Yeah, what in the world is that noise? It's the power plant. So, but the reason I tell you that is because they can't get fuel to Puerto Rico. They can't. There's no way. They don't have any refineries in Puerto Rico. They don't have any oil in Puerto Rico. They have to have it shipped in. So they have no power, and they won't until they get some of their infrastructure straightened out again. So I think that we tend to be out of sight, out of mind. And that's, now the hurricanes are gone, hurricane season is pretty much over. I saw a meteorologist yesterday said, okay, worst is over. No storms in the Atlantic. It's pretty much the end of the season. And it is. But in the meantime, think about the people that you may know in Florida, who, especially if they're in southern Florida, Miami-Dade, it's a mess there, and it will be. It's a mess in all over. I saw yesterday in the news, when I got up early yesterday morning, there was an overview of what the water situation is in Houston. They don't have any drinking water. The water is still way above. And, oh, I know what it was. It was the Border Patrol. There was a special on how the illegal immigrants are getting across the border now in that region of Texas, now that the flow of the water has changed how they get across certain river banks and areas where they could get across before they can't now. So it changed the whole focus of how the illegals are coming across here. It's interesting how many different things are affected by it. But also in the Houston area and down that area of Texas, life isn't the same, and it won't be. Good God, how long will it take before it gets out? There are a lot of people that went through Katrina. They said their life hasn't been the same since. I guess
did you see that part on 60 Minutes last night about...
I didn't.
That was interesting about Houston. There were a few people. There was an older lady who apparently has been lobbying with the local Houston government to the levees. It's sort of like a Katrina type thing.
Yeah.
It's been a known fact that the levees were not gonna, they weren't gonna work, and if a storm like that hit, and so this woman was angry and rightfully so, and now her home is devastated, and she said she's been fighting for years with the local government, and they just wouldn't spend the money. And they basically just said, no, it's going to cost too much money. They had a plan in place, and then they abandoned it. And then that's what happens. And then there was another guy who was a developer saying that, you know, that Houston has become so overpopulated that they have been building, knowingly building, brand new houses and businesses in flood zones that they knew would be flooded immediately. So it's just, it's horrible. I mean, they just don't think everything's about money. It's just greed and money, and it's very sad. It really is.
Well, think
about
it.
People's lives are just devastated now because of that.
There's a lot of that. Yeah. It goes on everywhere. I think that's the reality with some people, not with everybody. The thing is that we tend to put everybody together. You know, it's like the business that you always hear, those greedy people on Wall Street. Well, not everybody on Wall Street is greedy, and not every. One of the there are plenty of funds now, actually. There are plenty of funds that are aimed at doing good. You can invest in companies that do good work, and you can make money, in some cases a lot of it, by working with, you know, putting your money into something that's netting something that's good. Not that everything is bad, because it isn't. Any way that you can invest in something and you make money, I think is good to a point. There are certain exceptions to that, like tobacco companies and, you know, some of those bastards. But other than that, did I just say that on the radio?
I think you did.
I did, yes. So before we leave this focus on the weather and parts of our country and travel and that sort of thing, I'll be on an airplane later today, and I just learned something that I wanted to pass along to you. We always, you know, I'm always asking questions. Why are the windows the size they are and the shape they are on a plane? Why do they turn the lights down for landing and takeoff? What for? How do those tiny tires on the landing gear not blow up when the plane hits the runway?
How are you not inciting panic right now with this story?
Well, I'm just thinking about some of the things that I think about or have thought about over the years, and I've just given over to the fact that it's the safest, most reliable form of transportation that there is. And who would have thunk it, because you're 35,000 feet off the ground and you have absolutely no control. The only thing you can control is the airline, where you're going, and what time you're going. Other than that, it's all on them. How the plane gets you out of the gate into the runway, out, bing, bang, boom, and there you go. So I just found out about a magical button. The underside, everybody who sits in the back on the aisle, listen, take note of this. On the underside of the outermost armrest of the aisle seat, if you like the window seat, you're out of luck. If you're in the middle, you're always out of luck. But if you want to find this button, slide your hand under the armrest, close to the hinge, and feel there for the button. Press it, and you can move the armrest up so that it's flush with the back of your seat, giving you the freedom to move a little bit more, especially if there's nobody in the middle seat. Do you ever do that? Move the armrest up.
So that you mean the whole armrest flips up?
Yes. Yep.
Huh. Is that on every plane?
On the outside of the aisle?
Outside of the aisle. No, the outside of the aisle. Yes, it should be.
Oh, so if you're in the middle seat, you can't do anything.
Nah, yeah, the middle seat.
Oh, okay. I thought you said, okay.
No, no. It might affect you because you can do it. You can mess with it a little bit by putting up those arms. But if somebody's sitting in the middle, you're cooked. This way, because there's no place to go. But for the middle person, because if you're sitting in the middle by design, there's somebody left of you and somebody right of you. So if you're on the left-hand outer seat, though, you can find this button at the end of the armrest and then give yourself some more room to spread out.
So you're saying if you're sitting on the aisle and your right hand or your, well, I guess if you're...
It'd be left hand. Left hand.
So it's only on one side of the plane?
It's on, no. Well, okay, you're right. If you're sitting on the right-hand side of the plane, yes, it's your outer arm.
On the aisle side.
Whichever, yeah, right. The aisle side, yeah. Okay, got it? I've just saved the day for somebody who wanted to have some extra room. In a moment, the television report for today, courtesy of Jennifer. Stand by.
It's going to be a good one.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, 20, wait a minute, no, 18 after the hour. Let's get Jennifer to focus on all the new TV shows or the... Well, there are some new ones, there's some returning ones, but this is the big week for most of the networks. It started with the 1st of September, and it's sort of been trickling in, but now the returns of some of your favorite shows will take place starting tonight, yeah?
More bang for your buck tonight, yeah, that's right. Yes. All right, so Dancing... You can hear me, right?
Yeah,
Dancing with the Stars is in... Okay, Dancing with the Stars is in week number 2 on ABC. That starts at 8 o'clock. The Big Bang Theory comes back this week. That's at 8 o'clock on CBS. And it's followed by a brand new show to CBS called Young Sheldon. This is going to follow Sheldon's younger 9-year-old version of himself in this spinoff series. It's at 8:30 on CBS. The Voice is back. This season, Jennifer Hudson joins the panel along with Miley Cyrus and, of course, Blake Shelton and Adam Levine. The Voice bookends. That's at 8 p.m. on NBC. If you like The Good Doctor, and you may not know if you do because this is a new series coming to ABC. Freddie Highmore goes from killing people in Bates Motel to saving people in this new medical drama. He's a young surgeon with autism, and that airs on ABC at 10 p.m. The Brave, also a new show tonight on NBC at 10. It's a military drama taking viewers into the complex world of America's elite undercover military heroes. So that should be a fun one. Yeah, so You Think You Can Dance has your season finale also on Fox tonight at 8.
All right. So this week, though, there will be on almost every night, I think, every night this week, there are premieres of shows that you're looking forward to. I'm actually looking forward to Bull. I've been a late comer to that show, but I find Michael Weatherly, who came from NCIS, to be very credible in that role, and they're very interesting stories. It comes from, interestingly enough, Dr. Phil. There's some of his files. Some of these cases are because Phil had a hand in creating the show. So apparently some of the things that they're writing about come from his files, the stories of people that he's either interviewed on the air or in his private practice. So anyway, Bull, that's tomorrow night. But tonight, yes, good stuff. Jennifer, thank you. Tip of the hat to Jennifer Horn, 21 after the hour.
The
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A new song for New Music Monday every Monday at this time, because music is so important in all of our lives. Becomes a part of our DJB experience in this part of every hour. This happens to be something we call New Music Monday, where Victoria and Kara screen a lot of the new music that's out. We pick three songs. Hopefully they'll pass muster with all of us. This one doesn't. But
oh, I thought you would like this one. It's like a disco song.
Yeah, it's actually not. I just want to know about the Killers. Who are they? I don't like the name of the group so much. I don't know anything about them.
They're a rock band. I guess sort of alternative rock. But this is their fifth album. They haven't been around for a while. They were huge, probably the biggest band in the world at one point. So now they're back.
How did I miss them if they were the biggest band in the world?
Well, you don't listen to new music.
Well, that's true. But they have a song, Mr. Brightside, which will probably be, if we look back in 20 years, probably like the most resounding, biggest song from this era. Like, everyone knows that song. If that song comes on, if you're in a bar, in a club, anywhere, anyone who's like 40 years or younger will sing it.
Yep.
What's it called?
Mr. Brightside.
Mr. Brightside.
Yep.
And the song that the Electric Light Orchestra did, pretty similar to that, if I remember correctly. Anyway, this is the Killers' fifth album, Wonderful, Wonderful. The song's called The Man. Whenever I think of Wonderful, Wonderful, I think of the song done by The Times and Johnny Mathis of the same title. But certainly not very close to this under the circumstances. All right, let's get to New Music Monday. Item number two from Brian Wilson. This is from Remastered Love and Mercy, the new album Playback, Brian Wilson Anthology, Love and Mercy. Crank this up, let's see.
I was loved.
bummed out because I wanted to go see Brian Wilson last Friday in our neck of the woods, but I didn't have anybody to go with, so I didn't go.
Oh, that's a bummer. Yeah. I would have gone alone to see him.
I didn't have a lot of time to get back late on the plane from Washington, and I had to catch a plane for L.A., so I didn't want to. I want to see him, though. I want to see this. All right, crank this up, Carol. Let's listen. This sounds good. Isn't that the name of the movie?
Yep. I love that movie.
That's a good movie.
But this is interesting because this is, he curated his own anthology. And yeah. So a lot of times critics do it and producers and things like that. And so he did this himself. And there are a few new songs on there, too, that have never been heard.
Really?
So it's worth, yeah, it's worth checking out for sure.
All right, so that's item number two on our list of new songs. I like this one, and I usually like most anything Van Morrison does. He's got a new song called Ride On, Josephine. Ride On. It's a new album of his favorite covers called Roll With The Punches.
I love this.
I just think when he's on, man, he is absolutely on.
This whole album is really worth checking out. It's
this
great.
This is him on. We should just stick to more of this stuff when he does his concerts. Such a great storyteller. And he does. He just plays with the songs and the words as he does them each time.
This is an old Bo Diddley song, I think.
Yeah, right. All right, Dan the Man, New Music Monday, 28 after the hour.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news, Volvo rolls out a new SUV with the identical horsepower to the Porsche Macan Turbo. The XC60 has always been Volvo's bestseller in the United States, but for 2018 it comes with 400 horsepower in the T8. Volvo added a turbo, a supercharger and an electric motor to make its four-cylinder XC60 a plug-in hybrid supercharged turbo SUV. It starts considerably less than the Porsche. The Volvo XC60 is expected to start in the mid-$40,000 range. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
We're clearing out summer inventory at the Yellow Tag Clearance Sale at Lumber Liquidators. Take 20% off Woodlook waterproof floors with coupon, like top-rated Avella Woodlook Tile and Click Ceramic Plank. Get 10 to 23% off all Dream Home X2O water-resistant laminate and 10% off all Builder's Pride and Virginia Millworks pre-finished hardwood. More from 39 cents and take an extra 10% off clearance at your local store, plus special financing. Look for the Yellow Tag Clearance Deals at Lumber Liquidators today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I am back to make no sense whatsoever of anything that's going on. I like that for a reputation. 34 after the hour, the daily conversation continues here on the DJV Experience with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I was just talking to her about Drake and Ed Sheeran, and apparently Ed Sheeran broke all kinds of records on downloads over the weekend, breaking Drake's record, and I said, that's good, because Drake's no good, and Ed Sheeran's thinking that Kara would play right along with me, because she's always talking about how she loves Ed Sheeran. Well, it turns out she likes Drake, too. So, apparently, I don't know anything about anything when it comes to it. I know nothing about anything.
It's true. I was Drake for Halloween a few years ago, so.
Were you? Drake. Learning so much about Kara.
There we go. The people in the news today include Angela Merkel, who won re-election over the weekend. Germany's parliament is not set yet, apparently, for several different reasons. The right and the left, and it's the same argument, by the way. You think we're the only place in the world that has these arguments? No, they're everywhere, 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 everywhere. I thought it was interesting, as we talk about the kneeling and what went on over the weekend at the football games, and that sort of thing. And I said, was it the fellow who runs the NFL, Goodell? I said, all you have to do is put in the contracts, say this isn't going to be acceptable. And people say, oh, no, you can't do that, freedom of speech. Apparently NASCAR is not much interested in freedom of speech because they told their drivers and the teams, if you pull any fast ones and get foolish about the national anthem, you start protesting it, you'll get fired. End of story. You can have freedom of speech all you want, but on your own time. And I think that's legitimate. If you want to say, if you're being paid to do something, and there are certain conditions of your employment, and you sign on the dotted line and agree that you're going to get paid X number of dollars for doing it their way, not your way, but their way, then they should have their way. You want to do it on your own time? Swell. Maybe there's a clause in your contract, kind of like the morals clause, where, you know, you may not do it on company time, but if you get into a jam and it makes the company look bad because you look bad, and then you're subject to dismissal, that is okay with me, too. I think whatever you sign, you're a big boy, you're a big girl, you read the fine print, this is what you're expected to do, this is why we're paying you, this is how it goes. You don't like it, don't sign. It's the same as when you're the concussion thing, as much as I'm a maniac about that, I'm not sure about the NFL and whether they, from now on, earlier on, yes, but from now on, when you sign a contract with the NFL to play and know, with all the information, unless you're a complete dope, you got to know what's going on to your body when you're playing football. And if you agree to get X number of millions of dollars a year to play football, you're putting yourself on the line. I don't believe there should be any recourse to that. Once you sign, you've agreed to do, and I'm betting, Victoria, maybe you know more about this than I do, I'm betting that there are clauses in the new NFL contracts that address this very thing. And so, you know, whatever,
I don't know, but
you sign it, you're on. You're on for whatever it is you're signing up for. Good, bad, or indifferent. Some of the stuff you sign up for would be horrible. But NASCAR's got it down to a science. And they have told the owners of the teams, if you protest or anybody on your team protests the national anthem, you're going to get fired. That's it. End of story. So, and I think that goes for almost anything. Whatever the rules are, you agree, you sign, then that's your bailiwick. If you don't want to agree to it, then either get them to change the contract or don't sign it. That's it. Simple. End of story. More or do we go on? What else have we got when it comes to that?
I think that's it.
Well, I mean, I want to. Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, well, yes. I mean, if it's in the contract, then I believe in, you know, in sticking to what you signed up for.
Yeah.
But if it's not, then, you know, there's a lot of gray area.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Like NBA players, you know, we've talked about the difference, you know, with kneeling in the anthem and the whole thing. Like NBA players have a very, very strict rule with standing for the national anthem. They will get fined. The team gets fined. It's a big deal if you break that part of your contract.
It is, well, because that's important. They want the support of as many people as possible who are coming to pay to see you play basketball. They didn't come to listen or hear you or watch you in your political statements. Nobody gives a crap about your political statements. They came to watch you play football. That's it. Next. This, you're talking about gray areas. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Gray?
You love these two.
Well, I think it's kind of an interesting story, how they got together, what they're all about. And I happen to like the show that she's in, and I didn't remember who she was for a while because I didn't pay much attention to the opening credits. And then when they see the name, okay, so who is this woman, and what's the story? And so anyway, they're out and about making public appearances, et cetera, so the clock, everybody's watching the clock, the countdown to when they are engaged, yada, yada. An area that's not gray is apparently the pregnancy test that Kylie Jenner took, right?
I mean, this was a headline on CNN over the weekend. I mean, that's how pathetic CNN has gotten.
Well, of course they're pathetic. But under the circumstances, I heard you and Kara talking about what in the world, why is she pregnant? Don't they have birth control? Don't they? I mean, there's some simple things here. You got to wonder why it is that somebody that comes from that arena, what these people... they certainly know their way around. And is there anybody who doesn't know about birth control these days?
I don't know.
I'm sure that there are people who know, but yeah, but either don't have insurance or don't have the money to get it, or just they're not that well educated. But in a family like this, where you have so much money and so much access to all kinds of resources, it's just hard to imagine how it could happen.
This is the sexist guy who doesn't know. I thought birth control pills were pretty expensive, like $23. You can buy a box of them. Is that not true? I guess I remember it from my younger days.
Well, it depends what you're on, but you know, it could be up to $50-$60 a month. Mm-hmm. But that's a lot of money for. I remember when I first went on the pill, I couldn't afford that every month. But luckily, at the time it was covered by my parents' insurance. So, I mean, that's
What did your parents think about you having getting on the pill?
Well, I needed to for medical reasons, so it wasn't, okay. Yeah. Right. But I mean, that's the thing, and that's, again, with the healthcare thing, there are so many women who have so many issues where the birth control pill is something that helps them get through the day without chronic pain, and that's not going to be covered. I mean, these are things that just blow my mind. It's just like, if it was, once again, like, I hate playing, like, the sexist card, but if this had something to do with men, it would be covered.
There's nothing... Why would you hate to you're saying what?
Well, because I think a lot of men like to say, "Oh, you're just playing like the woman card."
You can say that to the men. You can turn it around.
Thank you for the support. I appreciate
it. Turn it around. Well, because I think it's asinine. I think it's you know me when it comes to sex and race and stuff. That stuff. I put blinders onto it. I don't want to hear that you're successful because you're black. I want to hear you're successful because you're good. I don't want to hear you're successful because you're a woman. I want to hear you're successful because you're good. All this sexist and racist stuff does nothing but help us further get divided. And God knows we need to be a little less divided than we are. Look around. Everything is about division instead of inclusion. And yet you hear all some of these phony stuff. Well, we've got to be inclusive. Yeah, really. Look around, and what are you doing to help with the inclusion sort of thing? I know what I'm doing. I'm helping people get a better night's rest by suggesting that they use my pillows to replace those old, crusty, rotten, dirty, smelly, buggy, gooey pillows that you're now sleeping on. Get rid of them. This is a great time for a great deal, and you need take my advice, take my word for it. This is something that is very important to your health and well-being. Never mind that my pillows are fabulous. They keep you from tossing and turning all night long. The stuffing, the piling in the pillows, it is all patented. The fill is patented. So you put the pillow the way you like it. I love the way Jennifer describes how she puts her pillow as she goes to sleep. But don't we all do that? I fuss with my pillows before going to sleep, don't you, Victoria? Mess around
always,
with your pillows
always.
Before you go to bed?
Yeah. Yep. Right. I feel like I have to beat them up.
Right. So you want to go to bed, you want to fall asleep, you want to stay asleep, you want to wake up refreshed. Here's the deal. And you want to replace those really old, ugly, worn-out pillows. Here's what you do. You go to mypillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Yep, promo is DJV for obvious reasons. They'll sell you four pillows, two premium pillows, two travel pillows, all at 50% off the rack price. 50% off the two premium pillows, two travel pillows. You get them for half what you would normally pay under the regular circumstances. Go to mypillow.com. And that's not really all you have to know. Your pillows are junk. Get rid of them. Replace them with the fabulous MyPillows made in America by getting to mypillow.com and using the promo code DJV. You can save 50%. Promo code DJV at mypillow.com.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a business phone system. That's right. Grasshopper turns your cell phone into a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use. Get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to you or your team wherever you are. And with our app, Your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. We'll transcribe your voicemails and send them to your email so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're always on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. Grasshopper.com/radio.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples. It's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Today is National Comic Book Day. What's your favorite? Girls, I didn't really think that girls, when I was a kid, were ever reading comic books. Girls read comic books?
Now they do, yeah.
Really?
Women make up a big portion of the comic book industry as
All right,
far
so
as
what's
fans.
What's your favorite comic book?
I'm not a comic book fan. I never have been. You know, and my brother wasn't either, so I guess I'm sort of out of it. But, I have no interest in going to Comic-Con or any of that stuff. I'm just not into it.
What about you, Kara?
Yeah, I like all the movies associated with it, all the Avengers and X-Men and all of that stuff. But I've never read the backstory. Because there's just, at this point, there's so many. Because I'll talk to some of my friends, you know, after we see the Avengers. And they'll just be going on and on about the backstory and all of this stuff. And, oh, this is why, this is that. And it's so much that it feels impossible to start reading it now.
Yeah, there's so
too much material.
Much of these things. Yeah, a lot of it around. All right. Well, I just thought I ought to make that a focus of people who like comic books. Today is your day. Yesterday was Jeff Lawson's day. Jeff is a Longhorns fan who flew his airplane in the exact shape of the state of Texas with the Longhorn football team's logo in the center of the plane. Took off from West Houston Airport on Sunday afternoon, flew in a continuous line for 2.5 hours before he came back to the origin. So what I'm trying to ascertain from this, did he go around the whole state or he just flew in a pattern?
He flew in a pattern. Did you see the picture?
Yes.
Yeah, right. It's amazing. He just flew in I guess right outside of Houston,
yep.
Looks like on the map.
Yep.
But, yeah, that's incredible. And the fact that he didn't even have his autopilot helping him
because mm-hmm.
it was broken, that's yeah. even more incredible.
Right. So if we posted this on Facebook, this would be good to post on Facebook.
Yeah, I'll weekend. Post this on Facebook,
yeah.
yep.
Jeff Lawson. Another name in the news is Colin Firth, who...
love him.
He's one of the most popular British actors. I don't know how popular he's going to be. He announced today... that he wants to become, or he wants to, because of Brexit, his wife is Italian, and if you know the movie Love Actually, there's that's sort of an autobiographical story of him, his part of the movie anyway. He thinks Brexit is a disaster, doesn't want to just keep his British passport, so being married to an Italian allows him to have an Italian passport, which he says he's going to get, which I think... makes good sense, frankly. He was in that movie over the weekend. I wonder how it did.
Oh, The Kingsman, yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll find out in a couple of moments here. It's 10 minutes for the hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Music and a piece of sound from Independence Day. This is a franchise. Yes or no? Two movies. Can they keep going, Chucker?
No, I hope not. I love the original film, which came out in 1997. I won't acknowledge that the sequel exists. I'll turn the channel off when it comes on. That bad. Seriously. And Will Smith, whose birthday is today, he's 49 years of age, did not return for the sequel. I have a feeling he read the script.
That's right.
That's really bad. It really is bad. And it almost tarnishes the experience that I had with the first. Actually, the first film, Independence Day, when I saw that in 97, that was one of the most fun experiences I've ever had in a movie theater, simply because I seen it at the Ziegfeld in New York City, which is now out of business. And that was the awesome theater, 1,150 seat single screen theater, really good, really fun.
You saw it at that theater?
I seen it, saw it, been there.
Yeah,
I heard it.
Done that. Yeah. Right. All right, heard it through the grapevine. The Chucker's going to give us the top five movie. The success or lack of success will be noted for movies with box office totals right after this.
Allergy sufferers,
my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise.
Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot?
Unwise. Using Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take Zizol. Use as directed.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number 2 for a lot less? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to Straight Talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges, that's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations, you're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
All right, 56 past the hour. Chucker, let's go through and give our comments, if we can, on the movies that did well this weekend to box office totals from
the action film Kingsman, The Golden Circle, which is a sequel to The Kingsman, did $39 million, a solid number, place one. I got to be honest, I didn't see it. I like the first film, but not overly excited to run to the theater.
One of the things that they touted is some of the new members of the cast and a different story. I just said to the ladies, we were talking about it off the air, I didn't want to go see it because I thought, from what I remembered before, the woman with the weird, that didn't have any legs and she used her feet or those spring things to chop people in half.
Okay.
So if there's going to be more of that, I wasn't interested. But I thought, really? I always like things that Colin Firth is in, usually.
Yeah, he's really good.
Do you see him? He's going to change his country of origin from England to Italy. He married.
Oh, really?
Italy. Yeah. And did you know the story about him marrying an Italian? It was basically the story that they told.
I didn't know it, but will it suck all my airtime up if you tell it?
Yeah, it might. Want to keep talking about it or not? All right. What's number two?
Number two was It, a movie that I'm sure you saw 3 times already. $30 million in this third weekend, $226 million in 3 weeks. This on a $35 million budget. That means, Doug, the movie's very profitable. Third Lego movie came in third. Disappointing, just $21 million in business. American Assassin with Michael Keaton, 4th, 6.2. So-so, $26 million in 3 weeks. And Home Again with Reese Witherspoon, 3.3, $22 million in 3 weeks. Not a great number.
Is that a good movie? Is that any good?
We went to see it, and we thought it was slow.
Very watchable.
Yeah,
it's the only other interest in terms of box office, the movie Stronger with Jake Gyllenhaal, $1.7 million on 514 screens, which shows, again, that a serious adult fare in theaters is not gaining a lot of...
It's about the Boston Marathon bombing in a very downer, looked like to me, anyway, in the previous downer. All right, Chucker, thank you for the upper. 59 past the...
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.